Just a few days ago, the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences announced 10 films worldwide which had made the shortlist for Oscar nominations in the animated shorts category. Among them is a film entitled Happy End, the work of up-and-coming Czech animator Jan Saska. In his late 20s, Saska worked on Happy End throughout his studies in Zlín and at Prague's FAMU Film School. The film, about the misadventures of a bunch of Czech hunters, a tractor driver, a partygoer, and a not-so-good-looking corpse, is darkly funny and told in an unconventional style. Jan Wellinger spoke to the filmmaker and began by asking whether it was true that the film was based on a verbal joke.
That's right. It was during my studies, just at the time when I was supposed to bring some first sketches of a script or storyboard into school. And this joke seems to me very potential concerning the animated movie, so I start to think about retelling it by a film language. And of course there were some changes during that process, but still it's kind of loose bait on a folk joke. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So a folk joke, and part of that are Czech elements, which I'd like to ask you about, strong characters. The kind of subtitle or surtitle of the work is a black comedy about death with a happy ending. Could you tell me a little bit about the characters and also perhaps the narrative structure?
Concerning the characters, there are three chapters and each of them have a different character or characters. So there are hunters, tractor driver, and let's say a disco boy driving his car. And in comparison to an original joke, the story is told backwards because I wanted to keep the movie silent without words, which leads me to restructure it so I can hit the punchline just by the visuals.
To my mind, it is a style which automatically engages the viewer because they're part of the process. They're trying to figure out what is going on, how the puzzle fits together.
Yeah. And like to hear that.
If we talk about your visual style, it's very strongly based on line. It's in black and white with these kind of splashes of black evoking forest, for example, where the hunters are, or parts of the countryside like the earth where the tractor is plowing. Could you tell me a little bit about how you settled on that style? Was it one that you had before, for example, in comics or in other animated films, or was that tailor-made for this specific movie?
Well, I tried to achieve that quite atmospheric look, which is pretty close to the aesthetic of a classical hand-drawn animation, because I feel like it fits to the story. But it's developed by experience from my previous school exercises. And yeah, of course, the experience from comics is important too. But it's kind of combination of hand-drawn animation by pen and tablet, combined with a scan image of hand-drawn drawings and splash paintings.
I read in one interview that a lot of the animation was done using a computer mouse. Is that true?
Well, not at the final version of the movie, but there was a quite big pre-production part drawn by computer mouse. And I don't know, I just for some reason haven't bought a better equipment at that time, but later it was quite necessary to buy a tablet and pen.
What a lot of lay audience don't realize is how involved a project like this one is. This took basically 5 years from the beginning idea to the final result. Was that the case? And what is it like to live and breathe a project, so to speak, like this one for such a period of time?
It was 5 years, but it's not like I work it on it in a row. It was there were some breaks and I guess it's about 3 years of working, let's say, which is still quite a lot of time. But I really love animation and I feel very happy that I can spend that time with something I enjoy and I believe in. And of course, it wouldn't be possible without huge support from my parents and I'm very grateful to them. But as I remember that time, it's a nice time, as I remember, yeah.
And were there moments in the, say, original story which were more expanded? Did any scenes end up on the cutting room floor which you wanted to have in the original story, perhaps just a shot, but in the end it just didn't fit the way you had thought it would?
Actually, not so much, because I work like from the storyboard, and there is some, I don't know, industry part which is called animatic, and it's really that's the computer mouse part, and it's really rough animation. But as you set it together as a movie composition, you can see pretty clearly if it is working or not. And then you develop the shots, and this process eliminates the cutting or editing part, which leads to the situation, as you mentioned, that you have to put out the shot, which takes you quite a lot of time to develop. So I try to avoid that situations from the beginning.
You have a tight story from the start, which is a difference from some live-action directing, where some directors are known to shoot a lot of coverage because they sometimes want to leave themselves a bit of space on how they will edit a scene afterwards. So with animation, that's one key difference from what you're saying. Now, your film was shown at Cannes. It won a prize at Anifilm. It won the main prize, if I'm not mistaken. And now it's made the shortlist of 10 for an Academy Award. So you must be thrilled. What are you and your producer feeling at the moment?
Well, it's still quite a hot news. So I don't know. We will see. But as you mentioned, the producer's feeling. I have to say that from some point, it's no more so much my credit, because it's happening mostly thanks to my colleague Kamala Dohnalová, who is an executive producer of the movie, and she made a really great job since the beginning, which results into Cannes first, and then some another success on another festivals, and now there is an Oscar nomination, so it's all so much mailings and administrative work, and I wouldn't be able to do it alone. And so, yeah, that's another really great luck at this project, and I really want to thank her that way. Of course, it's great news. So, yeah, we are thrilled.
I have just one follow-up question pertaining to the film itself. I would like to bring in more about what it's about without giving it away, of course. Is it fair to say that the short follows the adventures, basically, of a corpse, somebody who has died?
Yeah, it's it's some kind of a storyline which are going through all the chapters, and so it's a little bit morbid, but I hope there is some like humor on the other side, and actually it's called Happy End, so it's there is an happy ending. I don't think it's so much spoiler, so
I think we can say it like that. And obviously there's alcohol involved and guns and driving and all kinds of things like that, which are all part of the fun. So I want to thank you again for talking to me, and best of luck and with your next endeavors and with this film's success.